before you even announce the release date of your next song to your fans. There's a four-step framework that you can use to pre-promote any song imaginable. And this works even if you hate social media, even if you have a tiny fan base, even if you haven't released music in years. This one is effective, I promise you. I've used it for myself as a DJ to market my mixtapes. I use this as an author to market my book for the launch campaign. I even use it for my clients as a social media strategist. And today, I want to share it with you.
Welcome to the All About Helping podcast.
In fact, an old client reminded me about this strategy when we were catching up this week. And it was incredible to see the growth that they had been on, two brothers, as producers, MCs, and DJs. And they broke down their artist plan using my strategy, inspired by an idea I gave them in 2018. And they'd been cooking up a plan, and they presented it to me. And they said, this is how we want to launch our next single, but we want you to amplify our voice even more. It's called the four P's, and it's one of the first diagrams I ever built as a music marketer. And so I want you to imagine a diamond, right, where there's four different corners, and you're always in one of the four corners of the diamond, and they stand for play, perfect, pitch, and perform. And we'll get into each of them. The first one is the play corner. This is when you're just jamming. You're creating art without pressure on yourself. You don't know if it's going to be your next single. You don't know if it's going to be the lead song of your album. You don't know yet. But you're testing ideas and you're giving it to the fans rather than holding on to it and gatekeeping. And the feedback from your community, even if it's just an 8-bar, even if it's just a line, even if it's just some chords, the feedback from your fans tells you if they like it or not. And this artist duo that I'm talking about, they booked a studio. They wrote all these freestyles in advance and they performed all of them on one day to then edit the content and seed them out every single week for 10 weeks in a row. And out of the 10 videos, two or three of them popped off a lot, but one of them was outstanding. And that's the one they landed on as potentially becoming their next song to market with me. The next step is to move from the play corner to the perfect corner. And this is when they've gone back and they've rewritten some of those lyrics. They fine-tuned the wording. They've really adjusted those beats to make it the best song possible and actually make it into a single campaign. And this is a different part of the brain. Obviously, your creative brain is where your ideas come from. But your analytical brain is where perfection comes from. So this is where you're going to need to be focused. You need to have attention to detail where every little nuance off the elements of the production count. And you might want to have a lot more focus by doing this early in the morning rather than just jamming late at night. You might want to have no distractions in your calendar so you're not rushing to get to the next Zoom call or to the next meeting you have to go to out of your home. And you spend a lot more time getting this right, sometimes weeks, months, even years, fine-tuning just one element of the song to make it perfect. And when you feel like you've got it to a good standpoint, then you move from the perfect corner, you move down to the pitch corner. And this is where most artists get it wrong. You see, the rookie musicians, they go and decide which song they're releasing, then they go and pitch it. And they send it around to radio pluggers, and they send it around to PR, and they send it around to playlist support. And then they get a lot of rejections quickly. And a lot of the responses might be, this isn't right for our platform. This isn't the type of music we would support. Let us know about your future releases. So instead, what you can do is decide, here are lots of different things I'm thinking of releasing. Here's four or five links to some different songs. Which one would you be likely to support for a mid-2024 release? And you're asking the publication, the platform, which one is your vibe? And then you'll get a lot better feedback. They say, oh, single one that you may have put out wouldn't have got much love. But the album cut, you know, single three or even just an album track would actually be the one that they would support. And that is the way you can pivot your strategy and make that into a primary song rather than a secondary song. But you don't know that until you pitch it first. And you don't have to take this seriously. This can just be asking your network for opinions. This can be sending it to managers, sending it to other producers, sending it to other artists, sending it to industry contacts. Be, what do you think? Right? Just give me your real thoughts. Like, I don't take any offense. Which one of these songs do you like? Which ones do you dislike? And doing this at scale, actually keeping a track, keeping a record of what feedback people give you is how you'll be able to measure the responses in your survey and make sure people like the music. One of the best tools to pitch your songs to labels is using Upstream by DistroKid. This is a free optional service to matchmake you with record labels looking to sign artists. You can opt in of your own decision and match with labels such as Republic Records, who look after Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift, Drake, and so many more. And even more and more labels are getting introduced every single month. So you sign into DistroKid, you head to Upstream, and then you submit your track. Then they get back in touch with you and they see if you're a good fit. And there's so much potential here to marry up artist talent with labels looking to amplify your voice. And so if you're part of the DistroKid family, definitely use the Upstream service. And if you're not a member yet, definitely join up using my link, which is distrokid.com/VIP/allabouthelping. Love, as always, to the DistroKid family for supporting this channel and empowering smart artists. And doing this early helps, so that when you move from the pitch corner over to the promote corner, you're going with the song that everyone loved. You're going with the track that got the most reaction from the fans on social media when you pre-promoted it. Those freestyles, those little throwaway beats that you used in your story, everyone loved them, so you know this song has got legs. You can say that this publication and this radio station have already given me amazing feedback that they love it, so I want to make this my next single. And you're using an iterative feedback loop to make sure that you play, perfect, pitch, and perform your songs. And when you do land more successful radio, playlist, and blog placements, your song is going to get so much more love. And all these industry cats and all these fans are going to remember when you first pitched it to them. They get the social clout for saying, "I heard about this first. I put you on." And they will go and tell a friend to tell a friend. And the beauty of this strategy is it makes people think, and it plants the seed of the idea that they were a first mover. They knew about your art before anyone else. And so they unlock doors for you. And what I love about this strategy is that you are always in one of these four corners. So finally, when it is time to put your song out, all you have to do is perform it. And performing is something many artists don't do on Instagram and on TikTok. They market their song by saying it's out now. They promote their song by saying watch in full on YouTube. They don't actually perform it. And the thing is, my friends, social media is your stage. Until people are ready to book you to see you at a show, you have to perform for them on the gram. And that means taking a mic, that means learning your bars, that means finding a space, whether in your home or in a space you have access to, hiring a space if you don't have access, and performing your song to shove it down people's throats until they love it. It doesn't have to be aggressively, but it is about getting in their face. And many of you don't believe that you are worthy of performing your song enough. You think people will get tired of me, they're going to unfollow me. And that shows a lack of conviction. And conviction creates confidence. So if you believe your song is worthy of 100,000 streams, you will create the steps that enable you to get to 100,000 streams. If you don't have the self-belief to think, I can actually do it, you will post less, your fans will love it less, and you won't make it there. And so it all starts and ends by having a plan. If you have successfully played it, perfected it, pitched it, when it comes time to promote, it will be so much easier for you because you'll get the dopamine of fan love when people enjoy the song. You'll get the adrenaline rush of different blogs supporting it and radio stations playing it and playlists adding it to theirs. And you will have a more successful set of habits because you're getting results. And for many artists, that's what holds them back. It's the chicken and the egg. You feel like you won't get results until you have some results. And you won't put in effort until you see the effort working. And you see how conflicting it all sounds. But this is why you start a campaign early. You pre-promote your song before it's even out. You don't just make one post and a story to say it's out now. And so I say all that to say, to wrap this up, being it all begins with your self-belief. And this artist duo that I've mentioned, they have already shown me a Dropbox folder full of content they have filmed in multiple locations. They have already edited it. They have already subtitled it. And they haven't even got a potential month for their release date. They've gotten ahead and they've done the work in advance. And now it's about adding a social media strategy to frame the thinking. So that's all the primary content, the hero content, I would call it. You know, those really flashy videos. But now we need the storytelling to weave in between. And that's going to be the exciting chapter that I cannot wait to work on in the next year. And so as always, I want to thank you for your attention. I hope from the bottom of my heart that this serves you well and you use this strategy to your advantage. Until then, this is your social media coach, Ayaz Aftab Hussain, signing out with the All About Help and Love. Peace.